ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ भद्रं कर्णे भिश्रुणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागुंसस्तनुभिः व्यशेम देवहितैर्यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः प्रज्ञानाम् शुप्रतानि स्थिरचरनिकरव्यापिभर्व्याप्यलोकान् भुक्त्वा भोगांस्तविष्टान् पुनरपि धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् पीत्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् स्वपिति मधुरभुम् मायया भोजयन्नो माया सङ्ख्यातुरीयम् परममृतमजम् ब्रह्म यत्तन्नतोऽस्मि यो विश्वात्मा विधिज विषयान् प्राश्यभोगान्स्थविष्टान् पश्चाच्चान्याम् समति विभवान् ज्योतिषस्वेन सूक्ष्मान् सर्वानेतान् पुनरपि शनै स्वात्मनि स्थापयित्वा हित्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् विगतगुणगणः पात्वसौ नस्तुरीयः पात्वसौ नस्तुरीयः Okay, we come to this 34th karika. In these three, the both karikas, 33rd and 34th, Gaudapada Acharya states, Advaitam of the nature of independence, non-duality is auspicious. Now we are going to see this karika, 34th karika. नात्मभावेन नानेदम् आत्मभावेन नानेदम् न स्वेनापि कथञ्चन न स्वेनापि कथञ्चन न पृथङ् न पृथङ् किञ्चित् न पृथङ् न पृथङ् किञ्चित् इति तत्त्वविदो विदुः इति तत्त्वविदो विदुः अगेन् दि नान् ड्युवालिटि इस् एस्टाब्लिश्ड् सो दट् द वर्ल्ड् आफ् ड्युवालिटि बीङ्ग् मिथ्या केन् बि असर्टेड् सो द फस्ट् सेण्टेन्स् वि सा आल्रेडि लेट् मी रिपीट् इट् अगेन् न आत्मभावेन इदम् नाना na svena api kathanchana. The first sentence itself, first he says, this entire world of duality being the manifestation of Maya, projection of Maya. See, Maya itself as the knowing power is non-separate from the reality, the Atma. That's why we say, Atma sadeva saumyedamagra asit, yekameva advitiyam. Atma alone was there, non-dually, secondlessly. Which means, what about Maya Shakti then? Maya is there, but is unmanifested, it is non-different. Inseparably remains as one. So Maya itself is inseparable. Therefore, Maya Karma Jagat also is inseparable. This I made to understand in my previous classes, how the stillness of water is non-separate from water. This disturbed stillness and become waves also non-separate from water. Whether in the waveform also or the stillness also non-separate from water. See here also, this unmanifested power of knowing is non-separate from the reality Atma. And the universe also being a manifestation of the same power is non-separate from Atma. Anyway, so what he says, na Atma bhavena idam nana. So idam, this third person singular pronoun idam here indicates this entirety of the universe. Right from, you can say, Ishvara, okay, Nana, idam. So the phenomenal world of plurality. Na Atma Bhavena. Na Atma Bhavena. Mean what? It is not identical with Atma. This world of plurality, consisting of countless number of beings, does not, it exists as non-identical. It's not, it doesn't exist as identical with Atma. Identical. At the same time, it is not non-different also. That is the way, non-different. This world of plurality of beings exists, okay, being non-identical. With Atma, not identical with Atma. At the same time, it's also non-different from Atma. Therefore, this world of duality does not have independent existence of its own. That's why next sentence says, Na kathanchana svena api. Na kathanchana svena api. This world of duality, somehow, okay, somehow, it doesn't exist independently also by itself. So what does the first sentence state? First sentence states, Atma is non-different, non-separate from the world of duality. World of duality is non-different from the Atma. So they are not one, nor are they two. They're not one. Not identical means what? Not one. Are they two then? They're not two also. Why? Because they do not na svena api kathanchana. On in any account, the world doesn't exist independently also means the existence enjoyed by the world of duality being existence of the Atma, it is non-different also. That's why the two orders of the only reality looked upon as satyam and mithya. The first sentence states how Atma and Anatma are of two orders of the same reality, Satyam and Mithya.
The first sentence actually states a difference being not there between Satya Atma and Mithya Anatma. There's no difference. It's very important to understand this entity called difference being not there from the standpoint of absolute reality. So, the next sentence he states. So, na atma nana, this phenomenal world of plurality does not exist as identical with Atma. At the same time, na svena api kathanchana, nor does it exist somehow by itself independently also. Independent of Atma. Second sentence. Na prithak na aprithak kinchidapi. In the second sentence, he states the difference being not there between two anatma objects. First, he says there's no difference between atma and anatma. Second, he states difference being not there between two anatma objects. So, na kinchit. Kinchit stands for here any object. Not any object. There's no object which is different from any other object. Na prathak kinchit. Na prathak. Aprathak kinchit. Na prathak aprathak kinchit. No object is different or non-different from every other object. Any other object. Iti tattva vidaha viduhu. This is how the knowers of the truth understand the fact. Tattva vidaha viduhu. Iti evam, in this manner, tattva vidaha, the knowers of the truth understand this fact. This is the literal meaning of this karika. So what we need to understand, this world of duality is experienced by us. It is not possible for us to deny the experience of the world of duality. And of course, there are differences. Difference is there. Differences are there. But these so-called difference, this is even this entity called difference is a non-entity. So this world of duality is only known through the five sense, in obtaining the fivefold forms as fivefold objects, perceptible known through fivefold sense organs only. There's no sixth sense organ, is not there. So we have five sense organs as instruments of perception, instruments of knowledge. And all these five sense organs are different. There's difference between the sense organs because each sense organ has its own respective object. What can be perceived by one sense organ cannot be perceived by another sense organ. Of course, they are different. Their objects perceived through the sense organs are also different. These fivefold objects only constitute the whole jagat. So, even though the objects are perceived by these sense organs, every sense organ has its own limitation, that it cannot perceive another object of other than its own respective object. Eyes can see only the form and color, a light. Ears can hear only the sound, not any other object. This is how the sense organs are limited in their capacity, that they cannot perceive all the objects. All the sense organs are not capable of perceiving all the objects. They can perceive only the respective objects, which means objects are different, sense organs are different. The difference is non-deniable. But Shastram says, this difference is real only from the standpoint of the empirical reality. The standpoint of the absolute reality, non-dual reality, Atma, these differences are not there. There's no such an entity called difference. It's a non-entity. Of course, differences are very important. Differences are there in the standpoint of empirical reality. Vyavaharika drishtya bhedastu santyeva. Differences are there. We can't deny. And without these differences, even transactions in this empirical world is not practical, not possible. So for the purpose of transactions in the empirical, this world of duality, acceptable. But the fact is, from this standpoint of absolute reality, there's no such a thing called difference at all. Why? Because no sense organ can, no pramanam can prove the existence of this entity called difference. Bhedasya nirupanam kartum. Okay, there's no pramanam. There's no pramanam to establish the existence of a difference. Eyes can see different forms, the forms, they can report to the antahkaranam, the different forms. You can see window, you can see chair, you can see different objects are perceived. Different colors are perceived. Different colors are reported to the antahkaranam. But this same eye does not see the difference. Eyes do not see the difference between forms and names. Difference between the colors. What is difference then? Difference is mere some sort of intellectual, okay? Some intellectual assumption. Intellectual interpretation. That's all we can say. Is what Shastram says. Which means, so there's no difference. So if you analyze, if you take two different objects, we analyze what is the difference between the objects. What is this difference? If we try to analyze what this difference is, then difference will disappear. It's exactly like Pooja Swamiji used to say, Mr. Sun wanted to meet Miss Darkness. So he went in search of darkness. By the time he goes to another corner, she will go to another corner. Not available, which means when you try to analyze what darkness is, you have to analyze something only with the light. By the time the light is taken to analyze the darkness, darkness will disappear. In the same way, if we analyze, we inquire into what this phenomenon called difference is, difference will not be available. Difference will disappear. Because difference doesn't exist. Absolutely. How any Namarupa is like a snake superimposed upon the rope, the whole Jagat can is absolutely from the standpoint of Paramarthikam Satyam is superimposition only. So every object is also like that. Therefore, when the objects themselves are as good as non-existent, how can we talk about the difference between objects? It's exactly, already we have understood. When Gaudapadacharya explained earlier, from the standpoint of Paramarthikam Satyam, Atma, how there's no creation, there's no resolution, there's no dissolution, there's no mukti, there's no moksha, there's no bondage. Similarly, there's no difference also. There's no adhyasaha, there's no adhishtanam from the standpoint of absolute reality. Similarly, there's no bedaha also from the standpoint of non-dual reality. This is the fact he is establishing in this karika. Therefore, which pramanam can prove the existence of difference? If perception cannot prove the existence of difference, all other pramanams, you know, inference, assumption, comparison, you know, upamanam, anumanam, arthapatti, shabda, all pramanams also are based on the perception, pratyaksha pramanam. Therefore, no pramanam can really establish the existence of this entity called difference, bhedaha. So, in this verse, he makes it very clear, there's no difference between two anatma objects. Both are mithya objects. Both are mithya. And there's no difference between satya atma and mithya anatma also. What he establishes here. So, let us see here the commentary. So, same thing he is explained here. Nahi atra advaye paramartha satya atmani pranadi samsara jatam idam jagate nahi atra advaye paramartha satyatmani pranaya samsara jatam idam jagate. So this entirety of this universe of innumerable countless forms, aims and functions, the entirety of this universe consisting of countless number of forms, names and functions, including Ishvara, exists, this universe exists as identical with Atma. Paramartha Satya Atmani. From the standpoint of non-dual absolute reality. Atma. Advaye Paramartha Satya Atmani. From the standpoint of the non-dual absolute reality, the Atma. Then Paramartha Swarupena Nirupyamanam Nana Vastvantara Bhutam Bhavati. So when it is being examined, Nirupyamanam Paramartha Swarupena Nana Vastvantara Bhutam Bhavati, it does not exist as identical with Atma. He gives example. Yatha Rajjuswarupena Prakashena Nirupyamanaha Na Nana Bhutaha Kalpitaha Sarpaha Asti Tadvat. Just as Kalpitaha Sarpaha, the snake falsely projected upon, superimposed upon the rope. Rope becomes negated in the wake of knowledge of the rope being the rope. In the light of the pramanam, prakashena. In the light of the pramanam, the rope alone remains. All other false objects superimposed upon the rope. It can be a streak of water or crack on the earth, anything. All those things become negated. Tadvat, in the same way, here also, if we closely, what is this difference? It is analyzed, inquired into. Shastram assertively states this difference also is not there. It disappears. Napi Svena Pranadi Atmana Idam Vidyate. Okay, if it doesn't exist as identical with Atma, is it different then? If this world of plurality exists, okay, as not identical with Atma, not identical with Atma, does it exist separately then? Independently then? If it exists independently, what will happen? There'll be two different things. You can't establish non-duality. That's why she says, Na api svena pranadi atmana idam vidyate. This world doesn't exist also independently, independent of the Atma, which means definitely it is not different from Atma. In fact, the whole first paragraph of commentary, Shankara Bhagavatpada specifically establishes the difference between Satya Atma and Mithya Anatma only. Anatma Prapanchaha. That's why we say the entire world is a word which is a non-substantial, constituted of non-substantial forms, names and functions. The only substance of the substantive world is Atma or Brahma. So na api swena pranadi atmana idam vidyate. Kadachidapi rajju sarpavat kalpitatvad eva. So never does this world of plurality, world of duality exist independent of the atma. Like the even superimposed snake doesn't exist outside of the rope. If it all appears only kalpitam. So this is the first paragraph commentary. Okay. The second paragraph I'm going to see now. Tatha anyonyam na pratak pranadi. So the second line is commented upon in the second paragraph of the commentary. Tatha anyonyam na pratak pranadi vastu yatha ashwan mahishaha pratak vidyate evam. See, when you say two different animals, okay, ashwaha and mahishaha. See, buffalo is different from horse, horse is different from buffalo. In the empirical world, the world of empirical reality, we can, of course, we differentiate one animal from the other animal. Like, they are different. For transaction purpose, difference is important. But this difference is not real from the standpoint of absolute reality. Okay, so because the buffalo can exist independent of the horse, cars can exist independent of the buffalo. So they are two different animals. One being independent of the other for its existence is countable as one independent animal. So this difference is there from the standpoint of the empirical reality only. Like that, there's no difference between any two objects. When once you use the term object, already it is mithya. It doesn't have independent existence. Between two objects, is there a difference? There's no difference. There's difference, there's non-difference. Difference from the standpoint of namarupa karma, form, name and function. But absolutely, the standpoint of the essence, the essential nature of the forms, names and functions, there is no difference. Difference is there from the standpoint of namarupa karma. There's non-difference from the standpoint of the essential nature of any object. That's why all are one, but all are not the same. All are not equal. Tatha anyonyam na prithak pranadi vastu yatha ashwat mahishaha pratak vidyate evam. So in this manner, we understand what? No object in the world is different from any other object of the world from the standpoint of the truth which lends existence to all these objects. Ataha asatvat na apritak vidyate. Very careful. Asatvat apritak na vidyate. Asatvat means because of their dependence in existence. Asatvat, as every object is mithya, apritak na vidyate, doesn't exist different from atma. Apritak na vidyate. Doesn't exist independent of the atma, different from atma. Different from every other object also. The second paragraph, he only establishes no objects exist. Every object is different from every other object. Anyonyam parenava kinchidapi kinchiditi. So no object is different from any other object. No object is different from paraha atma also. Evam பரமார்த்த தத்ம தத்துவ ஆத்மவிதகா பிரம்மணாக விதுகு. பரமார்த்த தத்துவ விதகா பிரம்மணாக விதுகு. சோ ஹியர் பிரம்மணாக ஆர் தோஸ் ஹூ ஹாவ் த கிளியர் விஷன் ஆஃப் தி ஆத்மா த ரியாலிட்டி. பரமார்த்த தத்துவ விதகா தி பீப்புள் ஹூ ஹாவ் த கிளியர் நாலேஜ் ஆஃப் தி அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி. They are Brahmanaha, wise people, and they understand the fact in this manner that no object is different from any other object, absolutely. No object different is different from the Atma also. Got it?
No,
that is perfect. Perfect. I'm using the different words, that's all. I don't use the same words. Yeah. Sorry. Page number 389. See, I tell you, the translations I have seen, Panologist is the best translation. I was not exposed to Panologist until I came here. The best translation, Swamiji. The best. I checked because I know many translations available. See, all of them are beautiful translations, no doubt. They use very good words, very selective. But when you read, it doesn't take any distance. This is the best translation. Yeah, page 390. We can say the two paragraphs of Bhashyam, the first paragraph, Shankara Bhagavad Pada establishes the non-difference between Atma and Anatma, stating there's no difference. Second paragraph, he establishes there's no difference between any Anatma, two Anatma objects also, which means the entity called difference does not exist absolutely from the standpoint of the Atma. That's the fact established. அத்த அசிவஹேத்துவாத் அபாவாத் அசிவஹேத்துவாத் அசிவஹேத்துவ அபாவாத் அசிவஹேத்துவ அபாவாத் அத்வயதா ஏவ சிவா இதி அபிப்ராயஹ. சோ திஸ் இஸ் தி கன்க்ளூஷன் இதி அபிப்ராயஹ. திஸ் இஸ் தி கன்க்ளூஷன். வாட்ஸ் தி கன்க்ளூஷன்? அசிவஹேத்துவ அபாவாத். சி, தேர் இஸ் நோ வேர்ல்ட் அதர் தென் ஆத்மா. தேர் இஸ் நோ செகண்ட் நோ ஆப்ஜெக்ட் அதர் தென் தி ஆத்மா அப்சல்யூட்லி. இட் மீன்ஸ் ஆத்மா அலோன் இஸ். சோ தேர் இஸ் நோ செகண்ட் ஆப்ஜெக்ட். செகண்ட் நோ ஆப்ஜெக்ட் எக்ஸிஸ்ட் விச் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் ஆத்மா. Therefore, every object, any object is only projection of the Atma, appearance of the Atma. Atma alone is there. So, second thing being not there. If there's a second thing, that would have been what? Ashiva Hetuhu. A second object would have been Ashiva Hetuhu. The cause of the undesirable grief. This or Ashiva, anything which causes pain, which causes fear is inauspicious. What is Ashivam? Anything which causes fear, sorrow, is inauspicious. So Ashiva Hetutva Abhavat, due to the absence of a second thing which causes the fear, which causes the sorrow, is not there. அபாவாத் அத்வயதா சிவா. Therefore, non-duality is auspicious. So, as I said, in the previous karika, what did he say? The independence being the nature of the reality, Atma. Reality is of the nature of self-existence. Therefore, it is of nature of independence. Therefore, it is auspicious. Because in independence, there's no dependence, there's no limitation, there's no fear, there's no anxiety, there's no insecurity. Therefore, it is auspicious. Now he says, Ashiva Hetutva Abhavate means there's nothing which causes, no, second thing is not there, which causes fear or anxiety or insecurity, which causes sorrow. Therefore, Advayata Shiva. Okay. Iti Abhiprayaha. Okay. So with this, Tad etat samyak darshanam stuyate. Okay. Now with this 34th karika, the whole main subject matter of this section, the prakaranam is over. Now it's like, now the rest are in the verses, the rest of the karikas only present the glorification of the vision, the wisdom, and also the important disciplines to be followed by any spiritual aspirant. Okay. Tadi etate samyak darshanam stuyate. So Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces the following karika stating, etate samyak darshanam stuyate. Samyak darshanam is what? Clear, ascertained, doubt-free vision of the reality. The knowledge is glorified, stuyate. So according to Shankara Bhagavatpada, that this karika of Gaudapada Acharya presents the glorification of the knowledge. But the Tikakara says that this karika presents the difficulty in understanding the teaching, difficulty in grasping the nature of the Atma, difficulty in ascertaining the nature of the Atma, which means there are obstacles involved. Even the Atma Jnanam, of course, Atma Jnanam is glorified here, no doubt, because it is the Atma Jnanam which alone can liberate a person from bondage of samsara, no doubt. But the Atma Jnanam is not that easy. Why? Because Shastram can be there as a Pramana Grantaha. Vastu, of course, always there timelessly. When the Shastra Pramanam is operated, knowledge should rise. But doesn't happen. Because the Antahkaranam where the knowledge is received, that is not adequately prepared. So due to the lack of unpreparedness of the Antahkaranam mind, that is a pratibandha, this obstruction in the obstruction from rising of the knowledge. So the knowledge doesn't rise. What obstructs the rising of knowledge? The pratibandhas. In the form of mental impurities. So Tikakara's view is that he that's what he states in the this karika, but we should understand both the views are very good views and both we have to accept and understand. Okay, tadi etat samyak darshanam stuyate. That is vitaraga bhaya krodhair
muni bharveda paragaihi. Verveda paragaihi vitaraga bhaya krodhair muni verveda paragaihi gabhaya krodhair muni verveda paragaihi nirviklupto hyayam drishtaha nirvikalpaha. Those are following Sanskritam, please correct it. Isn't the correction is there? Nirvikalpohyayam drishtaha prapanchopashamodvayah.
ayam drishtaha. Ayam drishtaha means what? This absolute reality, the ultimate truth, which alone is there lending existence to this inexplicably vast cosmos. That reality obtaining as the nearest self, as very content of I, that's why I am, this third person singular pronoun, I am meaning this. When this is used, you can never arrive at the reality as an object. The reality of the whole cosmos has to be arrived as one's own self, as the nearest self, as the content of very I. That is why I am, this all-pervasive reality, Atma, has been seen, has been known, is known. I am drishtaha. And what is this Atma? Nirvikalpaha I am. This Atma, which is free from all divisions. Vikalpa rahitaha. Nirvikalpaha. The Atma, which is free from divisions. Prapancha upashamaha. The three words are repeated again. Prapancha upashamaha Atma. Atma, the absolute reality, abstract reality, Atma, which is of the nature of consciousness, in which the entire world of the gross objects, or subtle objects, become negated, resolved as Nitya. Which means, Atma is free from the world of duality. Just as water is free from this form, name and function called ocean. So also Atma, being a very reality which lends existence to the Jagat, is free from the universe. Prapancha. Prapancha upashamaha. It means it lends existence. Atma alone is in the home of the universe. Atma is in the universe. It is not affected by the universe. So prapancha upashamaha. Prapancha upashamaha advayaha. I am advayaha atma. I am nirvikalpaha atma. I am prapancha upashamaha atma. Three words present the sarupam of the atma. Okay. Atma has been seen. Atma of this nature. Divisionless. Atma which is free from the universe and which is non-dual. Which is non-dual. The non-dual Atma has been seen by whom? Vita raga bhayakrodehi vedaparagehi munibihi. Atma is seen by munayaha, the sages. Again, munihi is manana shilaha munihi. The one who has disciplined his mind is munihi. So, karma yogi has said to be munihi. Sanyasi said to be munihi, jnani is also said to be munihi. The one who has absolutely disciplined his mind is also munihi. The one who has relatively disciplined his mind, living life karma yoga, is also munihi. The one who is given to the discipline of listening and being contemplative is also disciplined his mind. So munihi. So munibihi. So here, who have absolutely disciplined their minds as people, and who are they? Veda Paragaha, who have seen the others, shore of Veda means, who have profound knowledge of the Veda Shastram, Veda Paragaihi Munibihi, Vita Raga Bhayakrodehi, who are absolutely free from attachment, fear and anger. Which means, who are free from these impurities, mental impurities. Only by such people, Veda Paragaihi Vitaraga Bhayakrodehi Munibihi Advayaha Prapanchopashamaha Nirvikalpaha Ayamatma Dishtaha. This is the procedure. Okay. So Shankar Bhagatpada indirectly states, a munihi, the person of absolutely disciplined minded, who has profound knowledge of the Veda Shastram also, definitely he is a person who requires discipline in his mind means I'm going to read the Bhashyam now. So Shankar Bhagavad Pada comments on those words. Vitaraga bayakrodaihi. That word he comments upon that sentence word. Vigataraga bhaya dvesha krodhadi sarva doshaihi. So vitaraga bayakrodaihi is commented upon by Shankar Bhagavad Pada here. Vigata raga bhaya dvesha krodha adi. Shankaracharya adds the word adi to say not only these are the impurities, the other impurities also are there. Sarva doshaihi. So those people from whom this attachment, fear, hatred, anger, etc., all impurities have gone for good. It is very important, okay? How can a person get rid of all these emotions? Only in the wake of the jnanam, when a person revels in the vision of fullness of happiness, all these emotions will resolve for good effortlessly. See, jnani is the one who is absolutely pure-minded. But to become pure-minded, one must have attained jnanam. To attain jnanam also, one must be pure-minded. So one has to be relatively pure-minded in order to become absolutely pure-minded. So in jnanam alone, one can become absolutely pure. But until then, how can a person be relatively pure? Relative mental purification means being capable of managing these emotions. So it is not foolish controlling of the mind. It is intelligent management of one's thoughts. That is why, how can one manage one's thoughts? No shortcut method. Shastram prescribes this only way of managing one's thoughts is committing oneself to live a life of universal values. Knowing the value of values, one must commit oneself to live a life of values. That's the only way one can manage one's emotions. Only managing. So living a life of dharma will not remove ajnanam, but will help, will not remove the emotions also. They'll help you manage. They can help you avoid damage caused by these emotions disturbing the mind. And so living a life of values means what? Living a life of karma yoga. So karma yoga is the only means, only discipline. There's a second discipline. This way of life cannot be improved. Non-improvable. It's already well-designed way of life. Because proper attitude in doing actions, proper attitude in receiving results of actions, and understanding the nature of pairs of opposites which we go through in life, they are time-bound in nature, they come and go, and again they are all determined by natural laws. We do not have say over the results of actions. We can only choose our actions. So the whole discipline is non-improvable, this well-designed way of life. So this living a life of karma yoga implies living one's life consciously in conformity with dharma. So this takes care of one's intelligent management of thoughts. So anyway, but here we're talking about a jnani. The jnani is absolutely free from all these emotions. Not even a karma yogi. So, the jnana yoga, the person must have gone through these disciplines, karma yoga, jnana yoga, sequentially, from heart understood the attendee vision. So, now he is free from all these mental impurities. So, vigata raga bhayadvesha krodhani sarva doshehi. Why raga? The attachment is specifically, first it is mentioned raga, because ragaha is attachment. Ragaha means passion, ragaha means attachment. What is attachment? We understood many times. See, being dependent on anything and everything in the world for one's happiness and security. Dependence on possession, action, relationship, anything for one's happiness and security is attachment. So being independent of anything and everything for one's happiness and security is what? Detachment. And who can be dispassionate? Who can be detached? Only if you know Atma is the only source of happiness. So you are the only source of happiness. You are the only source of security. If this fact is understood from the Shastram, then you shift your dependence from world to Bhagavan initially, which is gradually, when you discover yourself being non-separate from Bhagavan, dependence becomes shifted from Bhagavan to yourself. That is, in self-dependence, you are absolutely independent. So it is this attachment, okay, stronger the attachment, okay, then more powerful these emotions will be in the mind. Anger, hatred, all of them. Therefore, this jnani is free from all of them. So, vigata raga bhayadvesha krodhani sarvadoshehi. So, sarvada, always, okay, muni bhihi. And who are munayaha? Shankara Bhagavatpada explains the word menuvihi, muni bhihi, manana shilaihi. I already said, manana shilaha, one who has disciplined his mind, manana shilaha. So, manana shilaihi, viveki bhihi, he explains further, manana shilaha are those who have disciplined their minds are the people who are of discriminative understanding of initially what is right and what is wrong, dharma, dharma, viveka, and also who have the discriminative understanding of what is real and what is not real. What is satyam, what is mithya, what is absolutely real, what is relatively real. So, viveki bhihi, if this discriminative understanding of what is absolutely real, what is empirically real is there, then you will not give over value to what is empirically real. Even you are safe. Even you will not be dependent on what is empirically real for your happiness and security. And you are dependent only on what is absolutely real. So you are free. That's why jnani is free. So, viveki bihi, vedaparagaihi. Now, he explains vedaparagaha. Who is a vedaparagaha? Vedaparagaha. Avagat vedata tattvaihi. Yadna tattvagyahi tattvaihi. Avagata vedartha tattvaha. Avagata vedartha tattvaha is vedaparagaha. So vedaparagaha, the person of profound knowledge in the Veda Shastram, which means not simply has memorized all the mantra, he knows all the meanings of all the words of all the mantras. He says, avagata vedartha tattvaihi. Avagata vedartha tattvaha, avagataha vedartha tattvaha yena. To those people who have understood, by whom the real vision of Veda Shastran has been grasped and understood. So Vedartha, avagata Vedartha tattvaha, who understood the truth of the Veda Shastram. So jnani bihi, he wants to make it very simple, okay? Vedartha tattvaha, vedaparagaha, different words he used. Now he says, jnani bihi, wise people, the men of wisdom, knowledge. By only such people, Atma is attained in terms of knowledge. How? Which Atma? Nirvikalpaha. Nirvikalpaha. What is the meaning of Shankaracharya? Sarva vikalpa shunyaha. Atma, as pure consciousness existence, is free from all forms of division. Sarva vikalpa shunya is equal to nirvikalpaha. Ayamatma drishtaha upalabdaha. That atma is attained, has been attained in terms of knowledge. Upalabdha means attained. So attainment of atma, you can never attain atma. Atma is already yourself. How can you attain yourself? So here attainment of atma is in terms of knowledge. Okay. So Vedanta artha tatparehi. And who? Atma attained by whom? Vedas who are totally committed to the pursuit of the knowledge of the truth revealed by the Vedanta Shastra. Vedanta artha tatparaha. The tatparaha means the understanding, the teaching of the Vedanta Shastra is the ultimate goal for whom? They are Vedanta artha tatparaha. So those are totally committed to the pursuit of knowledge. The two. By them, this atma is attained in terms of knowledge. Again, which atma he again explains? Prapancha upashamaha. Prapanchaha dvaita bheda vistaraha. Dvaita bheda vistaraha is prapanchaha. What is prapanchaha? Dvaita bheda vistaraha. Beautiful explanation. Definition of prapancha. What is prapanchaha? Dvaita bheda vistaraha. This entirety of the extension of the all objects of duality. Okay? Dvaita bheda vistaraha. Tasya upashamaha. Upashamaha means what? Abhavaha. Upashamaha is equal to abhavaha. Atma, where the universe of duality is not there. Not there means what? It is not there. Separate from the atma. There's no universe. There's no ocean outside of, other than the water. Ocean is just of the world of duality. Understanding this fact is what? Seeing the world being not there in the atma. So seeing the atma being free from this world of duality. Okay. So atma is free from the world of duality. That's why prapancha upashamaha. So dvaita bheda vistaraha prapanchaha. Tasya prapanchasya upashamaha means abhavaha. Yasmin saha atma. So that is atma in which there is non-existence of the world of duality. See, to see the world is not there, one must see what atma is, isn't it? From the standpoint of the atma, you can say there is no jagat. But not from the standpoint of the jagat. Therefore, atma. What is that atma? Yasmin. Dvaita bheda vistaraha. Vistarasya upashamaha. Abhavaha. Saha atma. Okay. Then prapancha upashamaha. Okay. Ataha eva advayaha. Why? How do you say atma is non-dual? Only because of the reason there is no jagat from the standpoint of the atma, absolutely. There is no universe which is different from atma, which is different from atma, which is apart from atma. The universe is only appearance of the atma. That is why it is said to be what? Advayaha, non-dual. So we have to say the universe does appear. Atma is non-separate from this universe. This universe is non-different from Atma. Therefore, they are not one, nor are they two. The Advayaha. Then, Hachatma, Vigata Doshaihi Eva Panditaihi. Only by men of knowledge who are free from these impurities, Vedantartha Tatparaihi, Vedantartha Tatparaha, already you understood, he says again, Sanyasibihi. Shankar Bhagavad likes, okay, always emphasis Sanyasa. Sanyasibihi. Paramatma drishtum shakyaha. It is possible to have the vision of Paramatma only for such people. Na anyehi, not by others. So this is the statement, okay? The Tikakara takes this statement and makes it clear. Na anyehi, ragadi kalushita chetobihi. Ragadi kalushita chetobihi. The chetas sakaranta shabda, which is mind. Ragadi kalushita chetobihi, by people whose minds are polluted by impurities such as attachment. Ragadi kalushita chetobihi. See, kalushitam, ragadi bihi, chetamsi kalushitam yesham. So, ragadi kalushita chetobihi, those people whose minds are not polluted by impurities such as attachment. Now here, okay, polluted by, okay. Jnanis, they can, jnanis are the people whose minds are not polluted by the ragadi impurities. Whereas, simple people, ignorant people, whose minds are polluted by the impurities such as raga, etc., by them, na, atma is not available for recognition for such people. He also says, not simple people, ignorant people, who had to take care of their mind, who had to take care of their antakarna shuddhi. For them, it is, atma is not available for recognition. He also says, what about people of other schools of thought, who hold on to their own view as right? They think they hold on to their own views. You can include all people of all different schools of thought, different systems of philosophy, Sankhya, Yoga, Vaisheshika, all of them. So he simply states, Swapaksha Pati Darshanaihi Tarkikadibihi. All logicians, Tarkikadibihi Swapakshapati Darshanaihi. Swapakshapati Darshanaha means what? The people who are committed to their own view, who take their own view as correct view. So, Tarkika Adibihi, that Adi Shabda stands for all different schools of all Bauddhas, Vaiseshikas, Nyayaveseshikaha, Sankhyaha, all of them are mentioned by one word, Adi. Okay? Adibihi. So, Pakshapati Darshanehi, Tarkika Adibihi, for all of them also, Atma is not available for recognition because they do not accept Vedanta, Veda Shastram as the main pramanam. See, use Shastram as the main pramanam, then use the logic to support, reasoning, support what is revealed by the Shastram, then it is possible to have the vision. But these people are already closed-minded. They don't want to accept Vedanta Shastram as the pramanam. They have their own understanding, they have their own views. They think they are correct. Their views are correct. For such people, Atma will never be available for recognition. This is the iti. Swapakshapati darshanehi tarkikadibihi na atmana drishtaha drashtum na shakyaha. Is that possible to have the vision of the Atma for them? Iti abhiprayaha, this is the fact to be understood in this context. Okay. We'll move on to the next karika. We can say, in as comment on this extra thing, what we need to know, of course, karma jnana yogaha. Karma yogaha, jnana yogaha, all the disciplines prescribed by the Veda Shastram, which should be followed sequentially for emotional stability and intellectual sharpness required for grasping the teaching, understanding, assimilating, ascertaining the teaching. Otherwise, it is not possible. That's what is actually implied here. Okay. 36th karika. Yasmat sarvanar. Okay. The Shankar Bhagavad introduces the karika here. Yasmat sarva anartha prashama, sarva anartha prashama rupatvatu, sarva anartha prashama rupatvatu advayam shivam abhayam. Advayam shivam abhayam. Two things, okay? Advayam shivam abhayam. Non-duality is auspicious because it is a source of fearlessness. Fearlessness. As non-duality is auspicious, being free from, being fearless. Why? How? Because it said, sarva anartha prashama rupatvat. As non-duality is free from all undesirable sarva anartha prashama rupatvat, as is free from all undesirable impurities. Impurities. Also, all these sorrow, fear, anxiety, all of them. Sarvanatta prashama rupatvat advayam shivam abhayam. Therefore, this non-duality is, being free from all of them, it is auspicious, it is source of fearlessness. Okay. Karika, let's see this now. Tasmadevam viditvainam. Tasmadevam viditvainam advaiteyo jayet smritim. Advaiteyo jayet smritim. Advaitam samanuprapya. Advaitam samanuprapya. Jadavallokamacharet. Jadavallokamacharet. Tasmadevam viditvainam. Tasmadevam viditvainam advaiteyo jayet smritim. Advaiteyo jayet smritim. Advaitam samanuprapya. Advaitam samanuprapya jadavallokamacharet. Lokamacharet. So, we have to remember how beautifully Gaudapada Acharya ended his teaching stating there's no difference. If this entity called difference is not proved to be non-existent, non-duality cannot be established. And the duality being mithya cannot be established. So that's why he brought us to that point. Now he's been discussing these disciplines. Now in this particular context here, so the previous karika, 35th karika, he also emphasized the importance of taking care of one's mental preparation in terms of emotional stability and intellectual sharpness. indirectly he's stating. Now he states, once you understood the truth, what should you be doing? The discipline of contemplation is emphasized in this 36th Karika. Contemplation is specifically emphasized here. It is not enough if you keep on listening and listening and listening, you understand the teaching. But teaching has been understood. Are you able to focus your attention, place your attention in what has been understood? Are you able to repeatedly see the fact of what you are essentially? Because ascertainment of what has been understood is important. Assimilation of what I've understood is important in order to enjoy the benefit of knowledge. Sometimes knowledge is there. So ignorance has been resolved. So shravanena jnanotpatti, jnanena ajnanivritti. Ajnana becomes resolved. Then manam helps you to resolve the doubts also. So samsha nivritti happens. But nididhyasanam is very important. Only then viparyayaha can be resolved. The habit caused errors can be resolved. So one must place the attention of the mind continuously in the surupma of the self which has been understood through shravanam and mananam. So he emphasizes the discipline here, discipline of contemplation. Tasma devam viditvainam. Okay. Yenam evam viditva. Yenam viditva. Having understood, having known, having discovered the essential nature of the reality, reality in terms of its essential nature, obtaining as one's own self. How? Evam, in this manner. Enam viditva, katam, evam, in this manner. The manner which has been, okay, discussed in the first two prakaranas. In this manner, having understood what you should do, smritim advaite yojayet. May one place the smritihi. Here smritihi means attention of the mind. May one fix the attention of the mind in the non-dual reality which has been understood in this manner. The reality obtaining as one's own essential nature. Evam enam viditva advayam advaite smritim yojayet. One should place the attention of one's mind in this non-dual reality. It is very important to be constantly contemplative. Otherwise, ascertainment is not possible. So, repeatedly dwelling upon the same fact, seeing how I the knower am consciousness, existence. See, in the manner how you understand all these prakriyas, etc., and remembering the teaching, one should have ascertained vision of the non-duality of the reality. Then advayam samanuprapya. Samyak anuprapya. That sam anuprapya. Two prefixes really emphasis the assert, you know, the how sam anuprapya. Okay. Sam, anu, pra. We have, okay, three prefixes. Samanuprapya. Samyak anuprapya. Having doubtlessly, clearly ascertained this non-dual reality, obtaining as one's own self. So with the vision that aham brahma asmi, vision must, in that vision, once the vision becomes ascertained, the vision of the one's own self becomes ascertained, then you will never lose the vision. But how should one live afterwards? Jadavat lokam acharet. Jadavat lokam acharet. Lokam means loke, one must live in this world like any ordinary person, like an ordinary ignorant person. Jadavat lokam acharet. Jnanam is not for exhibition. Once you have jnanam and you have the greatest luxury of reveling in the vision of yourself being the fullness of happiness, you are free from all fundamental problems of sense of inadequacy, etc., centered on I, then that absolute peace being there, fullness being there, the person should live unassumingly. Unassuming life is possible once the jnanam is there. Because what else do you need to achieve? Everything else becomes accomplished as it were. Therefore, life becomes an unassuming life, quiet life, calm life. That's why jadavat, like any current person, ordinary person, one should live one's life in this world as a jnani. How? Advaitam samanuprapya. Okay. This is the literal meaning of the karika. Let us see the bhashyam now. The simple, very simple, beautiful verses revealing profound facts. Okay. Ata evam ata ataha. Therefore, evam viditva enam. Having understood this atma in this manner, advaite smritim yojayet. One must place the attention of mind in the non-dual reality. So Shankaracharya says, advaita avagamaya eva smritim kuriyat. Advaite smritim kuriyat means what? May one fix the attention of the mind in reality, non-dual reality. Which means, he says, advaita avagamaya eva. Only for ascertaining, understanding the non-dual reality, one's attention must be placed. See, advaite in non-dual reality. But advaita avagamaya, for ascertaining, you understood through shravanam, understood through mananam, you need to assimilate it. So advaita avagamaya, for ascertaining the non-dual reality, one must remember. Smritim kuriyat means one must remember. Remembering what? Remembering the teaching. Smritim, remembering the teaching. Remembering the teaching is what? Reliving the teaching. Remembering the teaching means attention is placed only in the teaching, means attention is fixed only on your swarupam. Place continuously, constantly remembering the teaching is being with yourself, being seated with yourself. Seeing, okay, this is what is fixing the attention only in the non-dual reality. Because without the teaching, how do you understand? Understand Advaitam through the teaching. Shastra Pramana Dwara. So what you've understood? So you must remember the teaching. So remembering the teaching means having the focus only on one's real nature, one which one has understood in the teaching. Smritim Kuryat. Advaita avagamaya eva smritim kuryad iti arthaha. Tatacha advaitam avagamya. Tatricha Adat Advaitam Avagamya. Then having ascertained the vision of non-dual reality, Aham Asmi Param Brahma, Aham Asmi Param Brahma Iti Viditva. Ahamasmi Param Brahma Iti Viditva. Having understood the fact that reality, which is of the nature of infinitude, limitlessness, implied by the term Brahman, is none other than myself. Okay. Aham Param Brahma Iti Viditva. Aham Asmi Param Brahma Iti Viditva. Ashanayadi Atitam. Ashanayadi Atitam. This Param Brahma is free from all problems, all attributes, all the dharmas pertaining to the body, mind, sense, corpus. So Shankara Bhagavatpada here actually, he remembers that statement from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Atma is free from Ashanaya hunger. Consciousness has no hunger. Isn't it? So, Atma is free from hunger. What is hunger? Hunger is the prana dharma. It is the attribute belonging to the physiological function. Pranas. So, we have to include now. We have, you know, this year, actually what he means is that particular, the portion in Budhanic Upanishad, it comes, where it is said, the pain, pleasure, the pairs of opposites belonging to the Manomaya Kosha. Hunger, thirst, etc. belonging to Pranamaya Kosha. And back pain, etc. other Sthulatva, Kshatva, the problems belonging to the physical body. So these, all these problems, attributes belonging to the anatma, body, mind, sense complex. Atma is free from all of them. That's why he says, Aham Brahma Asmi, which Brahma Ashanayadi Atitam, which is distinct from the body, mind, sense complex, thereby which is free from the problems such as hunger, etc., associated with the anatma. Atitam. Sakshat Aparokshat. Now, this Param Brahma is what? Param Brahma is what? Sakshat Aparokshat. This Param Brahma is the, which is there as the immediate self. There's no, nothing is mediating. There's no mediation between I, there's no distance between I and consciousness. There's no I, the experiencer, and the consciousness. There's no distance. That's why immediate. What is immediate to the wave is water. Similarly, what's immediate to the I self is what? The Atma. Therefore, Sakshat Aparokshat. So having discovered this reality, non-dual reality, infinite reality, Brahma as one's own self, which is free from all these attributes, the problems, seeing it as one's own immediate self, this Atma which is Ajam, Ajam which is also unborn, Atmanam, the self, Sarvaloka Vyavahara Atitam. Sarvaloka Vyavahara Atitam. Which is absolutely free from all forms of worldly transactions. Sarvaloka Vyavahara Atitam. Sarvaloka Vyavahara Atitam. Ajam Atmanam. Ashanayadi Atitam. Atmanam Sakshat Aparokshat Aham Param Brahma Ahamasi Param Brahma Iti Viditva Jadavat Lokam Acharet. One must live in this world like any Ajnani. Means one must live one's life unassumingly. Shankara Bhagavatpada explains what is Jadavata Loka Acharanam. Living in this world like any ordinary ignorant person means what? Like an inert person. Not an inert person, like ignorant person. What does it mean? He says, aprakhyapayan atmanam aham atmanam aprakhyapayan. See, prakhyapayati means publicizing, announcing, declaring, advertising is what? Prakhyapanam. Prakhyapanam means advertising, announcing, declaring, popularizing, publicizing is prakhyapanam. Aprakhyapayan, without announcing, without declaring, without boasting, of the self, aham evam vidha, oh, I know Brahman, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, okay, I'm somebody great. So, aham evam vidha, iti atmanam aprakhyapayan, okay. So, aprakhyapayan implies living an unassuming life. Quieter Muslim. See, for a person who is already reveling in the vision of fullness, who is free from sense of inadequacy centered on I, what is the need for him to proclaim, to declare, to announce, to advertise? See, any act itself is expression of one's pressure of wanting to be different. Okay, the very pressure itself is what? Pressure of doing something itself is a symptom of the disease of limitations, the inadequacy centered on I. This person, Jnani, being a person reveling in the vision of fullness of happiness, absolutely free from the sense of insecurity, sense of inadequacy centered on I, naturally he'll be an unassuming person. So, even though sometimes excitement also, in excitement, one should not do. So, aprakhyapayan atmanam aham evam vidaha iti evam vidaha iti. Okay. Then, iti abhiprayaha. This is the teaching here, conclusion here. This is the teaching. Iti abhiprayaha. This is the idea conveyed here. So now, having emphasized the discipline of contemplation in Dhyasam in his 36th Karika, the 37th Karika, he is going to say how any form of worship we are doing, any form of worship we do, whether Vaidikam karma, whether Vedic form of worship, different forms of worship, other non-Vedic form of worship, any form of worship, and all the cultural expressions, cultural forms, expressing one's devotion to Bhagavan, all of them are also not necessary for a jnani, because dwelling in the vision of one's own, reveling in the vision of one's own Swarupam being Atma being everything, not seeing a second thing absolutely, itself is as good as, you know, all this worship here. It's much more than worship, but still, that becomes taken care of. Because it's a culmination of practicing all forms of disciplines, including prayer, worship, etc. The prayer should culminate in the vision of non-duality. Worship should culminate in the vision of non-duality. Worship, prayer, etc. involves duality. Worship is a discipline. Prayer is a discipline. Of course, prayer is also, we know, prayer is a spontaneous expression of one's recognition of one's utter helplessness. This prayer, worship, and all of the disciplines practiced, karma yoga, all these disciplines should culminate in the ascertained vision of the reality being one's own self. Therefore, here he says, how one should live unassumingly. Okay. What should be the code of conduct? What should be the code of behavior of a wise person? Kaya chariyaya. See, chariya means conduct. Behavior is chariya. Kaya chariyaya. Lokam acharet. How a wise person was discovered this Brahman being one's own sorupam. How should he live his life? What is the code of conduct that he follows in this world?
Nistutir nirnamaskaro nisvadhakara evacha. Nistutir nirnamaskaro nisvadhakara evacha. Chala chalani ketascha. Chala chalani ketascha. Yatir yadrichiko bhavet. Yatir yadrichiko bhavet. Nistutir nirnamaskaraha. Nistutir nirnamaskaraha.
Sorry, page I didn't say you. 392.
Nistutir nirnamaskaraha. Nistutir nirnamaskaraha. Nisvadhakara evacha. Nisvadhakara evacha. Chala chalaniketascha. Chala chalaniketascha. Yatir yadrichiko bhavet. Yatir yadrichiko bhavet.
So, nistutihi. Stutihi, glorification, praise. Nistutihi bhavet. Nirnamaskaraha bhavet. Nisvadhakaraha cha bhavet. Chala achala niketaha cha bhavet. Yadrichikaha bhavet. Hu yatihi.
See, the word yatihi literally means what? Sannyasi. So, why yatihi is called, sannyasi is called yatihi? In fact, karma yogi is also yatihi. Sannyasi is also yatihi. A jnani is also yatihi. Why? To become a jnani, one must have been a sannyasi, at least mentally. One must live a life of karma yoga. One must have gone through the disciplines of karma yoga and jnana yoga in order to attain jnanam. So living a life of karma yoga is not easy joke. Living a life of sannyasa is also not easy joke, because it's a highly disciplined life. Which means one must live one's life very, very consciously, thoughtfully, always keeping one's goal, without forgetting one's goal being moksha. Because purushartha nischeha is there. There is purushartha nischeha. There is definiteness of the purpose of living this life being, okay, discovering moksha. And which implies commitment to the pursuit of knowledge of the reality. Jnanam prapnuyam. Because no choice. Knowledge, attainment of knowledge is the only means of discovering freedom. Therefore, knowledge and moksha are identical. If the person who has purushartha nischeha, who is committed to the pursuit of jnanam, because knowledge itself is moksha for him, then choicelessly he follows these disciplines. Having shraddha in the shastram as the pramanam, the person follows these lifestyles, follows these disciplines sequentially. When the person lives life karma yoga also, his goal is jnanam and mokshaha, but his focus is on mental preparation required for the jnanam.
Once he is mentally prepared, he goes to the next stage of Kalyana Yoga. Then also, his focus is on Jnanam. His total commitment is the pursuit of Jnanam. He is at least only in Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasam. Which means, the person is a very, very disciplined life. Again, living a life of karma yoga means what? Always living consciously a life of values. Wherever you are cornered to go against dharma also, not going against dharma. You will still living to the best of one's ability. Living conscious life of dharma. Always having the attitude of offering all actions to Bhagavan. Always remaining samattam yoga uchiti, always remaining balanced in all situations, in pains and pleasures, and say, remaining balanced as a balanced minded person, remaining the same in all situations with prasada buddhi is not an easy joke. You can say prasada buddhi, but really when we go through situations, remaining balanced is not an easy joke. In spite of understanding the fact that all situations are results of actions ordained by Bhagavan of natural laws. So, I see them as prasada. So, accept them with sameness of mind. Understand. But really living the understanding of the teaching in Karma Yoga involves efforts. That is why Karma Yoga is also called Yatihi. Yatate iti Yatihi. Yatna shilaha yathi. The person of adequate, appropriate efforts is yathi. It is not enough if we simply have purushartha nischayaha. It is not enough if we simply become committed to the pursuit of jnanam. I must make appropriate efforts, adequate efforts. Efforts are not adequate, not appropriate. I make efforts, but they are appropriate efforts. I want jnanam. I want moksha. But I want interest in shastram. It's all bookish knowledge. Let me go for some practice of meditation. People, confused people are there. So appropriate efforts, adequate efforts also. One must have tremendous patience to live a life of karma yoga. Living a life of karma yoga itself involves effort. And then, you know, with great commitment. That is why all these karma yogi, jnana yogi, jnani, all are yatis. So people of appropriate, adequate efforts. So jnani is said to be yatihi. Yatihi. And also yatnashilaha, the one who has absolutely disciplined his mind. Jnani is the person of absolutely disciplined mind. Yatna shilaha. Okay, yatihi here. Nistutihi as the one who is free from stutihi means what? Who does not mumuse glorification of anything. See, stutihi, praising glorification implies being worshipful of the Lord. Being worshipful to the Lord. See, worship should as culminated in the what? In the vision of the Atma being, okay, oneself being Atma. Because in this Jnanam is the most exalted form of worship. Remember, I told you many times before. But still I have to make you listen again. Jnanam is the exalted form of worship. Because it is in jnanam you offer yourself to Bhagavan cognitively. You resolve your identity with Paramatma cognitively. So there's no greater surrender than cognitively resolving one's identity with Bhagavan. Therefore, there's the culmination. Jnanam is the culmination of worship involving any praise, glorification. So nistutihi, no more needed, no more stuti is needed on the part of a jnani. nirnamaskaraha. No more need or on the part of a jnani doing any salutations, obeisance. That doesn't mean he is arrogant, okay? In fact, he is the humblest person. Why? Because there's no I for him. There's only Bhagavan for him. There's only Brahma for him. Brahma okate. Only the truth is there. There's no second thing other than Bhagavan. There's no second thing other than Paramatma. Means, where is Ahankara? That's why Nirnamaskaraha. See, initially Namaskaraha, offering salutations, obeisance to Bhagavan, to elders, to any other Mahatma also, is a discipline by itself. Because gradually, it is a training, okay, pre-preparation, finally to resolve one's identity in Paramatma. Remember, I told you before, long ago, Mahabalihi, the greatest offering is offering one's own self to Bhagavan. There's no greater offering than oneself. So physically one cannot offer oneself to Bhagavan. This cognitive resolution of oneself, cognitively resolving one's identity, seeing oneself being non-separate from Bhagavan, is the absolute surrender I told you. That is Namaskara. See, Jnanam, life itself is Namaskara. Again, there is no Namaskara is needed. The whole Jagat, everything you see is Bhagavan. That is the exalted form of worship is what? Exalted form of obeisance is seeing only Paramatma as everything is exalted form of obeisance. Offering obeisance. Seeing everything as Paramatma is exalted form of glorification. Therefore, this person does not do physically namaskarma glorification. Nistutihi nirnamaskaraha. Niswadhakaraha. See, swadha is now the sound, the expression uttered during the offering of oblations to Pitrus, Pitru karma. Okay. But now such all rituals are not no more required for this jnani. Niswadhakaraha. So no more religious, mundane activities are required on the part of a jnani. Even if he is involved in the mundane activities, he has to live as long as he is there with the physical body, mind and complex. As long as paradha karma gets exhausted, he has to be in this body. So, definitely, there's a transaction in the world is important also. Still, he may be involved in certain mundane activities, but still without the kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam. Only enough for survival. Therefore, he said, chala achala niketaha. The very beautiful word this is. Achala niketaha. You know what achala niketaha? Niketaha means abode. Niketanam niketaha abode. Achala niketaha means, achala means unmoving. Unmoving is unmoving. Immobile, immobile is achala. Atma is the only achala vastu. Achala niketaha means a jnani always remains as a person of self-abidance. Jnani is a person of self-abidance. Abiding in one's own essential nature is what? Being at home. Achala niketaha means being at home. Being at home means just being one's own self. Being yourself. Being yourself means what? Abidance on oneself. There's no need for you to come out of that. If your attention is withdrawn, just yourself means that is achala niketaha. But sometimes, he Shankaracharya is going to write in the commentary, you're going to see tomorrow. Achala chala niketaha means what? Chala means body which is mobile. Sometimes he also has identity with the body, comes out. Not physically, okay, intellectually. We got to take care of the biological, natural biological urges. Especially, definitely hunger and thirst. That's all. Not any other biological need, okay? Because jnani does not require anything else. So hunger will be there. Of course, he's objective towards his own body, objective towards his mind, objective towards his needs also, the physical, biological needs. Okay, he has to drink water, he has to go to toilet, he has to do. Then he becomes a chala niketaha. So chala achala niketaha. Always abiding in oneself, just remaining himself. Only when the need comes, need to transact the world comes, then he also becomes, okay, a person, you know, if he interacts with the world, making use of his body, mind and complex, even then without internalizing, with objectivity. Jnani can interact with the world with objectivity. That is chala achala niketaha. So nistutihi nirnamaskaraha niswadhakaraha chalachala niketaha cha yatihi. Now yadruchikaha bhavet. Yadruchikaha means yadruchaya yad labhate tilatushtaha bhavati. Jnani is absolutely satisfied. Already he is satisfied. But still, okay, still whatever he gets as food or as clothing or as living, whatever comes in life, he is satisfied. Yadruch, as a person of absolute satisfaction, as a result of his jnanam, just accepts everything that was available for him. He is yadruchikaha. This is how jnani, this is the code of conduct to be followed by a jnani in this world. So that he will be tremendous influence wherever he lives. He is a person of influence. He will become a role model. Now that he wants to become a role model, he will become people who are fortunate enough to be around such a person. Will have one must have the punyam not to connect with such people, mahatmas. This is the literal meaning of the karika. We'll stop here. Tomorrow we have nothing else otherwise. 37 and the 38 karika. Yeah, please.
So I want to go back to page 390.
90, Samji, okay.
390. Because this is why I was a little confused. In the Panoli translation, it says, nothing exists as non-separate. So these are two negations. Two negations means a positive, which means everything exists as separate. He says nothing exists as non-separate. It should have been everything exists as non-separate. But he said nothing exists in all. It means that...
I didn't read English, Swamiji. Let me tell you. See, but the last sentence you see, the same paragraph, nor does it ever exist in its own nature. Can you see that?
In the same paragraph?
Yeah, in page number 389, Swamiji.
389.
Where are you seeing?
What are you seeing?
No, I'm at 390 at the top. Therefore, owing to the unreality of duality, everything, this is good, nothing exists as non-separate.
Kasanji, prithak na aprithak. The two words are used. Yes. Everything exists non-separate.
Everything
exists non-separate. Now, why he says relatively? Sometimes they put relatively. Relatively, they separate.
Right.
Relatively, they separate. Absolutely, they're non-separate. Sometimes I tell you the best precise translation is Mapanology says translation. Usually I don't, to be frank, Samjay, I don't read translations at all. Okay. But sometimes these, because mostly the very books available for classes, published by Ramakrishna Math, they are the people who really did a great job of publishing. So many books by so many Swamis have taught me translations. And people come and ask me, because they follow different textbooks. And they'll come and ask, this is the translation given here. That's why I get to know sometimes. And then they use some words which are really difficult words. Sometimes English is not as expressive as Sanskrit. Definitely not. We can try our best to communicate sometimes. Of course, we try to say, but definitely literal translation will not take us any distance. But Palanology is giving the best translation. Why he says that the prithak na prithak kinchidu. Okay, nothing is non-separate, nothing is separate also. That's what we have to say both. The two sentences are not here, that is the confusion. But see, if you see in page number 389, the last sentence which you can read, nor does it ever exist in its own nature. When he talks about the difference between Satyam and Mithya, Atma and Anatma, Shankar Bhagavatpada in the first paragraph, Swamiji. Okay. The first paragraph when he talks about the difference between Atma and Anatma, there he says, see, the mantra itself states that way. The universe does not exist. See, the universe does not exist as identical with Atma, nor does it ever exist in its own nature. What does it mean? Doesn't have independent existence. It's neither identical nor, that is why it is anirvachaniyam. The non-different, well, is it real? No. No independent existence. It's unreal? No. Because it exists. It is not totally non-existent, not absolutely non-existent, it is not absolutely existent also. That's why it is mithya.
Yeah, but here he says anything and there he says nothing.
Yeah. Sometimes. Maybe again. Sometimes. Yeah. But actually, I never read much. But as long, once in a while I just see like this. Once in a while I see here. Oh, very nice translation I see. Always like that. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate.